CGEM, Basement University of Windsor. So I'm just here because I knew that Arkell's folks were coming in here to do a bit of a recording. Did he say when that's going to go on the radio today?
I think he said tonight. Yeah, tonight I think.
Well, what's better than listening to it on the radio is going to see the actual show. The show is at The Pick, which is formerly known as the Chubby Pickle. It's going to be on Olette Avenue. If you haven't, if you need a memory jog, these guys played Fogfest. They were a co-headliner with Holy Fuck, and it was kind of this insane thing. But you were in Windsor as as something before Arkells, yeah?
Yeah, we were before we changed our name. We were called Charlemagne,
yes.
And we played at the Fog Lounge with a band called Die Mannequin, which ended up being our first show as a band out of Hamilton. It was like the first time the band had ever traveled together, and we didn't really know much about Die Mannequin at the time, but we learned a lot from her that night. being, you know, you don't have to stay in the venue if you're playing the show. You can go in the middle of traffic and stop cars and jump on their hoods.
Yeah, she taught us the magic of remote control guitar.
Yeah.
So now we come equipped with a remote miking device, so we can, if we see something fun outside that we want to do while we're playing,
yeah,
we just run outside and do it.
Yeah, Nick often gets hungry and wants to get a slice of pizza during the show, so he just keeps playing. He's got great sense of time, so there's no problem.
So you guys are doing some really good things. I was saying I was at a tourism summit locally and saw you on the screen. They're not airing those yet, from what I understand, but Ontario Tourism has chosen you to play and perform that song. That's got to say something. I don't know how much of that work is your people going and making sure that people know about you, and how much of that work is people just are talking about something that you do, and they ask the right people, and then they find you. But that is, how do you feel about having had that happen now?
They actually, with the Ontario Tourism people, and they have a lot of great, there's a whole variety of people that work for them, but I mean, obviously there's a combination of we have a great team going out there and trying to find opportunities, and Ontario Tourism, we're looking for, were bands as well. And actually, I mean, I was at a Cuff the Duke show the other day, and a girl, Lisa, who works at Ontario Tourism, was just there seeing a show. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, so they're out there as well, seeking out new music and seeking out all kinds of Canadian bands. So
okay.
they're sort of on the scene, and we got to meet a lot, and they're also very, very kind people. And we were honored that they asked us to be a part of it, because you know, we love Ontario.
Oh, it's gonna be so good. So this leads me very nicely into what I realize is that I'm kind of this like at a distance a fan of Hamilton. Now we have like a minute and a half. Hamilton's doing things that people are unaware of. Windsor's is, I think, very much akin with Hamilton in that you are saddled with a title because of the industry or whatever kind of economic issues are there. But it's so misleading because no one has a clue what's going on in Windsor, and no one has a clue except for, again, the people who are really boosting Hamilton. Hamilton's got some stuff going on. There's a strong art scene. There's music's always been good. Can you give me a sense of Hamilton,
yeah,
in that way.
Totally. I mean, just last month they had a huge art crawl where they
yes.
closed off the street, and it was really successful, even though the weather wasn't great. Like, tons of people turned out. And yeah, there's just a ton of great bands that we're friends with and that we love to talk about. Huron, who are probably our favorite band from Hamilton, along with Young Rival, who are also good friends of ours. We've had opportunities to play shows with them in Hamilton and outside of Hamilton. Huron's playing with us tonight, and they're amazing. It's like Black Sabbath meets the Beatles. It's like,
come
really,
on.
Yeah, it's, I'm no lie.
What do they call Huron?
Huron. Okay. Like, you guys are familiar with that word around Windsor?
Oh, I am, yeah. that's not something I've heard. I've been aware of yet, so I'll look into that anyway.
Yeah, no, they're great. So yeah, no, Hamilton's you know, we take a lot of pride in Hamilton. We love hanging out there. We met, you know, some of our best friends there, so it's great.
Listen, Arkells playing tonight at The Pick, and tonight meaning Wednesday night. What's today, the 28th? Just get a clue. This is, again, Show Up, the podcast that I do, telling you to, like, get off your rear end, get away from your computer right now, and go get tickets and see a show and enjoy it, because, like, there's a lot going on here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.